part two of the murder of Dee Dee Blanchard.
It's on Earth, Disney World. Make a wish for taking her down to Orlando. All expenses paid and everything.
I'm new Cinderella's castle. Getting some royal bachelors.
She even got to meet country superstars Miranda Lambert and then husband Blake Shelton.
Miranda Lambert came to Springfield a few times, and I think she gave Dee Dee and Gypsy money.
Yes, she did. Look at this $3,500 check from the singer's personal account. But that wasn't all.
What must I do?
Check her out posing with her favorite actors, Elijah Wood and Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings.
No. It sounds like a really awesome life, but I mean, it's not worth like what condition her health was in.
But in private, Gypsy just wants to be a regular teen and find love, according to friend and neighbor Aaliyah Woodmansey.
She would show interest in like different boys and try to ask me advice on like, you know, how do you approach them? How do you like kiss a boy?
Aaliyah says mom Dee Dee didn't approve of the girl talk.
I was like, my daughter has the mentality of a child. Like, you're talking to her about teenage girl things.
But Gypsy ignores her mother going behind her back and sets up this online dating profile. She soon connects with this man and pours out her soul.
I need to tell you something. I'm no model. I have a medical condition, so I can't walk. I have a chair I use. Is that an issue?
Why would that be a problem? Look. You're an angel in my eyes. It will never make any difference in how I see you from the inside out.
And with a few strokes of the keyboard, a secret online relationship blooms.
Part two.
Two of Springfield, Missouri's most renowned and revered citizens, Gypsy Blanchard and her mother Dee Dee, taking center stage. At a Relay for Life event to raise money for the American Cancer Society.
You're the reason I was born, to be your mom.
But the sickly and often secluded Gypsy believes she too has found her guardian angel. Not at home in her mother, but online with a man, Nick Godijohn.
She was in love with him. She thought that he was going to be the prince that came and finally saved her and got her out of her locked tower, and they'd live happily ever after.
Look at some of the messages the love-struck teenager sends a friend about her Prince Charming.
I met a wonderful guy. He's my first boyfriend. He gives me poems and is so romantic.
She was talking about this new guy that she was now in love with, and that they had met on a Christian dating site, and that they were already planning on naming their children after him.
We want a snow wedding in a gazebo with red and white roses.
Honestly, what I was thinking whenever I saw these messages is that these were just like fantasies and dreams.
But on their shared Facebook page, the harsh reality is what people saw.
Dee Dee presented as a very doting mother. This was her child. She knew she was sick, and she was just going to love her unconditionally until she couldn't anymore.
But then comes the day when family friends Kim and David are horrified when something very different popped up on Gypsy and Dee Dee's Facebook page, a very vulgar post.
Oh, June 14, 2015, that bitch is dead. Oh.
It said, the bitch is dead.
I instantly took it as their Facebook account had gotten hacked.
Then we saw the second one, which said, and I raped her sweet daughter too.
Kim and David raced to the...
Which actually did happen in June 2015.
Little pink house, no one seems to be home, but their new car is in the driveway.
We circled the house, knocked on all the doors and windows.
I called the police and let them know that we needed a wellness check done on a disabled mother and daughter. And they said that they would send somebody out.
We have breaking news. Body of 48-year-old Claudinia Blanchard has been found.
Gypsy is still missing this morning.
And a huge police presence. The crime tape was up around the house. You just can't forget that pink house with the wheelchair ramp.
I see a stretcher come out of the house, and there's a sheet over a body, and I just start sobbing. That was Dee Dee.
We found Dee Dee Blanchard, deceased, and of a violent nature. We were still actively looking for Gypsy?
I mean, at the time I was 13, of course. I didn't know about this because I was still in school before the last day of school, but I just didn't even know. So, I'm not sure if my parents knew either, but I'm pretty sure I believe they never knew, actually, because honestly, they always watch the morning news. But the fact that Gypsy and her boyfriend, how people started to get worried about Gypsy and her mother being dead, and where was she, which is really crazy, and then something else was definitely happened.
Then we really panicked because, oh my gosh, somebody...
That's Marshall Smith, Gypsy and Dee Dee's friend.
...somebody has kidnapped Gypsy.
Tell me about the moment when you heard that something happened to Dee Dee and that Gypsy was missing.
I was shocked. I was like, what? Really? Couldn't understand it.
Why would somebody do this to this?
That's Gypsy's father, Rod, and her stepmother, Christy, talking.
Child, no wheelchair, no medication. They're gonna just leave her for dead.
Authorities move quickly and hit pay dirt when they trace the IP address of those profane Facebook posts to a small house 600 miles away in Big Bend, Wisconsin, at the home of Nick Godijohn, Gypsy's boyfriend.
Who is Nick Godijohn?
He functions at about a 15 or 16 year old. He is a kid that sort of is similar to Gypsy from the standpoint of not really having a normal social interaction history that most kids would have had up to that point. They go to the house. There's some sort of standoff for a period of time. They have to bring the SWAT team there.
When authorities enter the home, they take both into custody.
We started hearing from various sources that Gypsy wasn't a victim. She wasn't kidnapped. That she was actually involved in this somehow. It was beyond shocking.
We have located Gypsy in another state. She is okay. We do have another person of interest in custody.
I'm Detective Hancock from the Green County Sheriff's Office. Your mom's dead. She's deceased. All right. Now, what I want to ask you, did you have involvement in this?
Hang on.
Listen to me. What happened with your mom that night?
What happened with my mom?
You know what happened to your mom, okay? You know exactly. I'm not going to play around with this, okay?
While Gypsy keeps mom in the interrogation room, what does the other one say?
Apparently, from what she told me, her mom kicked her out of her house.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking.
This is the house where Claudinia Blanchard was found stabbed to death. It set off a roller coaster story.
What would drive Gypsy to want to plan the murder of her own mother?
Local teenage hero Gypsy Rose Blanchard could be the most unlikely murder suspect ever.
Before I go on to part three, this is part three, of course. What about of Gypsy Rose being arrested? I'm not entirely sure. Let's see. Gypsy Rose. Oh, this is a video, but it's 2 hours. So, I could put a link in it, of course. So, yeah. But there's also a murderer, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, thriving in jail video. This has 1.8 million views. Wow, okay, nice.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard is behind bars for the gruesome 2015 murder of her mother, Dee Dee. But that's just the latest chapter in a story full of shocking twists, turns, and demented lies, all leading to a tragic and violent ending.
Ooh, this is very pretty.
Throughout her entire childhood, Gypsy Rose Blanchard was wheelchair-bound, taking dozens of medications, enduring countless surgeries, and relying on a feeding tube. Her mother, Dee Dee, appeared to dote on the sick little girl who was suffering from illnesses that included leukemia and muscular dystrophy.
You're the reason I was born to be your mom.
When authorities discovered the Missouri mom brutally stabbed to death in her bed in 2015, the seemingly disabled girl was nowhere to be found, her wheelchair eerily left behind. Police issued an intense manhunt for the missing girl. What came next shocked the world. When authorities found Gypsy a day later, 600 miles away in Wisconsin, They discovered she could not only walk, but that she had never been sick at all. Gypsy was, in fact, a victim of one of the most severe cases of Munchausen syndrome by proxy in recent years, her long history of imaginary illnesses, all orchestrated by her mother. Desperate to be free from her mother's manipulations, Gypsy claims she plotted her mother's brutal murder with her boyfriend, 25-year-old Nicholas Godijon, a man she met online. Last year, Gypsy spoke to Dr. Phil about the murder.
Tell me in your own words what happened that night.
I texted him when my mother went to sleep. I let him in the door, and I handed him the knife. And I went in the bathroom and put my hands over my ears so I couldn't hear anything. And then I heard her screaming.
Immediately after the murder, the two reportedly fled to a motel where they had sex, did drugs, and posted the chilling messages that led police to Dee Dee's body.
Why did you want your mother dead?
I never wanted her dead. I just wanted that life to stop, that life to be dead.
Gypsy was sentenced to 10 years for her role in Dee Dee's murder and appears to be thriving in her new life behind bars.
What's day in the life like for you?
It's not so bad. I go to school in the morning. I love going to the library. I'm very close to getting my GED.
And joining us now is host of the new video series, Justice Nation, Crime Stops Here, Nancy Grace. Nancy, this was a case where the victim became the perpetrator. Do you believe 10 years is too much time or too little time for Gypsy?
Well, as it relates to Gypsy Blanchard herself, I thought 10 years was too much, believe it or not, Jesse. And the reason is, I don't think that Gypsy Blanchard understood exactly what was happening. When the murder took place, when her mom was stabbed dead, she went and hid in the bathroom. She did not kill her mother. I think that she was mentally incapacitated. I thought 10 was too much.
And Nancy, Gypsy's alleged accomplice, accused killer Nicholas Godijon's trial is set for next week. He's pleading not guilty. What can he expect when he finally faces the judge and jury?
Well, now, Jesse, that's a different matter. If he wanted to save Gypsy Blanchard from her living conditions forced on her by her mother, he could have just kidnapped her in the middle of the night. But no, what he did was let Gypsy hide in the bathroom while he ruthlessly stabbed her mother, Dee Dee, dead in her bed. That's murder, Jesse. He's looking at life behind bars.
All right. And we'll certainly keep you updated on his trial. As always, Nancy Grace, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, back to part 17.
A supposed paraplegic suffering from muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, leukemia, and confined to a wheelchair is now under arrest. Both she and her boyfriend Nick charged with killing her mother.
People were saying, well, maybe she was tricked into doing this. She met somebody online. He wanted to take her away, and the mother wouldn't let her. They fought. Somehow the mother was killed. It was still the prevailing thought that she was really innocent.
The princess outfit's now replaced with an orange jumpsuit.
My vision was still of this fragile little girl,
and that was shattered.
It was hard to wrap your brain around how can this young, sick girl who can't walk be involved in her mother's death. So it was shocking beyond shocking.
Things are not always as they appear.
The people of Springfield might think they are witnessing a miracle, but astonishingly.
State of Wisconsin versus Gypsy Blanchard.
Check out Gypsy's first appearance in court. Yes, that's her walking. No wheelchair, no signs of distress, not even a limp.
Gypsy crying through the proceedings and shocking many of those who knew her because she was walking and not using a wheelchair.
I still did not want to believe that she could walk when they showed her on the news. In fact, I rewound it and played it multiple times because that's not who we knew.
Just when you thought the Dee Dee Blanchard murder case could not get any stranger, we have covered stories where you find out that someone you thought was so sweet and innocent and turns out there's a different side, but it was like a prize fight where it's just one hit after the other.
And I was happy she was walking. Big red flags. I felt so stupid. If she can walk, what else have we been lied to about?
Later in this hour, we will show you the astounding extent of those lies. But one thing that is real, her voice.
That voice is something you don't forget.
2103 West Volunteer Way, Springfield, Missouri.
There were comparisons to cartoon characters, saying that she was forcefully talking like a baby. It sounded a little like maybe she had had some helium.
Take a listen as Gypsy calls her father from jail.
Daddy, I understand that we haven't had a chance to get close in a long time, probably my whole life.
I have a lot of questions. Obviously, you know, I'm confused.
The stuff they say in the news is horrible and not true. You know that I love my mama, and you know that I would never hurt her. Just know that I'm innocent and know that I'm still your little girl.
We are here in Missouri. We're driving to visit Gypsy Rose in prison. The big question, is she a murderer or is she a victim? When she walks into the meeting room, I'm immediately struck by her radically changed appearance. She has long, curly hair, makeup, and her once frail frame has filled out. She tells me about the genesis of that relationship with Nick Godejohn, meeting him online and quickly falling in love, even hatching an ill-fated plan to introduce him to overprotective Dee Dee at a screening of Cinderella.
How did it go?
Awful. Oh my God. She got jealous because I was spending a little too much attention on him. And she had ordered me to stay away from him. And needless to say, that was a very long argument that lasted a couple weeks.
An argument that lasted a couple of weeks. What does that look like?
Yelling, throwing things, calling me names, bitch, slut, whore.
Did you hate your mother at that point?
I didn't hate her.
You wanted her dead.
Yes, but it was not because I hated her. It was because I wanted to escape her.
Nick traveled to Springfield from Wisconsin. That's him checking into a local Days Inn motel where he waited for Gypsy to give word Dee Dee is asleep.
The gonna go down tonight. Just the gloves and knife?
Duct tape, too, to muffle her.
I'll pre-cut it.
How are you feeling?
Honestly, terrified. But then I had taken some medication that was not prescribed to me to calm me down.
Gypsy says she hands the items to Nick and hides in the bathroom while he goes into the bedroom, matching Nick's story to police.
Okay, I'll admit it. I did actually stab her. I will admit it.
So when you're stabbing Dee, where is she at?
She's on her stomach.
Did she scream or holler?
Yeah, she did.
What was she saying?
First she said help.
And then what did she say?
And then she called up for Gypsy, but Gypsy didn't do anything.
I heard her scream once. And there was more screaming, but not like the kind in a horror film. Just like a startled scream. And she called out to my name about three or four times. And at that point, I wanted to go help her so bad, but I was so afraid to get up. It's like my body wouldn't move. And then everything just went quiet.
Just moments later, incredibly, the couple says they have sex on Gypsy's bed, Dee Dee's body in the room next door. Before taking a cab back to Nick's motel, and there they are, caught on surveillance cameras.
It's disconcerting to see how quickly they were able to turn off any kind of impact from the murder. It seemed there was no effect on them.
Were you afraid of getting caught?
That never crossed my mind. I honestly didn't think we were going to get caught.
Oh, but they did. Captured time and again on video cameras, every step documented in receipts and eyewitnesses.
This is like a crime I call Hansel and Gretel, where you drop the clues along the way as you go. I mean, they couldn't have laid it out better for the police.
Look at them at the Greyhound bus counter, and here, hopping into Janice Buttram's taxi cab.
She was in a very dark black hoodie, but she had a very odd looking wig on. It was an old-looking Cher wig. which I found very normal. The girl looked 12, sounded 5, and had a 40-year-old attitude because she was not afraid to tell me off. I just knew there was something wrong.
It might seem like an open and shut case. Gypsy Blanchard is caught in a web of secrets and lies. Even her age is in dispute.
Okay, all right, so how old are you? Let's get this. 19, okay.
Me and my mother are cancer survivors.
Okay.
And my birth certificate was washed away in Katrina.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they messed up, the paperwork.
She's behind bars and charged with murdering her mother, 48-year-old Dee Dee Blanchard, known to the community as a loving caregiver for a sickly gypsy.
How did you go from this to this?
I almost see it as a fall from grace. I thought back then that I was a good person, and now I just see it as it was a fraud, and I made a horrible mistake.
A horrible mistake because it turns out that little pink house on Hope and Volunteer Way was actually the nerve center from which the so-called doting mother perpetrated an elaborate scam, preying on the sympathies of countless Good Samaritans.
We have unearthed the appearance of a long financial fraud scheme along with this tragic event.
Celebrities, charities, even cartoon characters, all conned.
I was disappointed that I had been duped.
What medical conditions did you believe you suffered from?
Leukemia, asthma, both vision and hearing impaired, muscular dystrophy, and seizures.
Did you always know you could walk if you wanted to?
Yes.
She told you you had to stay in a wheelchair when you could walk. How did she convince you to do that?
I was so young, so me looking up to her so much and just believing that she knows best, I didn't question it.
Did you believe you were sick?
There are certain illnesses that I knew I didn't have. I knew that I didn't need the feeding tube. I knew that I could eat, and I knew that I could walk, but I did believe my mother when she said that I had leukemia.
Tell me about Dee Dee. What kind of mom was she?
Very protective.
Do you think she protected you?
No, not in certain ways, yes. In other ways, no. I think that she was very sick in her mind. For a long time, I believe like we were best friends. And when I was younger, she was my best friend.
She was your only friend?
Yes. Other than my stuffed animals. And so I thought that she was a great mother. No complaints. We got along so perfect. You know, I saw her as an angel that can do no wrong.
But as Gypsy got older and became curious about life outside the little pink house, she says Mom Dee Dee began exerting more control.
What happens when she got upset with you?
It would go into an argument that would last a couple days, or it could be something where she wouldn't feed me for 2 days or so.
Was she ever physical with you?
It started to be physical in 2011. She would hit me with a coat hanger sometimes.
Did you ever fight back?
No, because I was too afraid to.
Gypsy says she did try and run away once, but Dee Dee found her a few hours later, and there were consequences.
She physically chained you to the bed?
She physically chained me to the bed and put bells on the doors.
Did you ever consider, in a public place, if you stood up out of your wheelchair and walked, Dee Dee's fraud would be completely exposed?
I honestly didn't think about that.
It never crossed your mind?
No.
So instead of planning an elaborate escape, you planned a murder?
Yes.
Public defender Mike Stanfield has the extremely daunting task of coming up with a legal defense for Gypsy. The evidence against her keeps mounting.
In my 10 years of practice, this case by far had the most discovery that I've ever had. Close to 100 CDs worth of papers, photos, and digital information.
But it's a field trip alongside Gypsy's dad and stepmom he says proves to be the most helpful. While the outside of Gypsy's house is pretty and pink, the inside, a chaos of clutter.
Frankly, it was a disaster. There was stuff everywhere.
I could tell Dee Dee did a lot of just hoarding and stuff piled up. I mean, like chest high to the back of the room.
One of the bedrooms had so many items piled into it that you couldn't even walk into it.
But amongst the photos on the wall and the den of disorder, some clues.
The thing that shocked me the most was the closet inside Gypsy's house.
I was like, holy y'all need to get it over here right now and look at this. I mean, my mouth dropped.
Whoa, lots.
From the top to the bottom, full of so many medications.
This isn't your ordinary medicine cabinet. It's Dee Dee's personal pharmacy, a large linen closet fully stocked.
She had even written on several of the bottles of Gypsy's medication as if she was writing it for a child. For the anti-seizure medication, it would say shaky baby. The organization of the medications was shocking to me because in every other area of Dee Dee's life, it appeared that she had absolutely no organization or cleanliness, except when it came to these medications. It let me know from the very beginning that something here was seriously wrong.
You're in a better place now than you were.
Wrong because it turns out not only can Gypsy walk, she says she's never been sick, not cancer,